Okay, my name is Kim, and I'm going to tell you about a past crush because the present crush is still a little too present, so we're going to take it back to elementary school. So I transferred elementary schools at the beginning of fifth grade, which is kind of an awkward time to transition because I had really severe social anxiety, and I didn't talk for, you know, basically 4 years, and I was that weird kid that just sat in the corner reading books and drawing pictures that freaked out the teachers. So my parents decided to pull me out and put me in a new setting. And even though it was kind of an awkward time, it was a really great thing. It was probably the best thing that they could have done for me. I talked. I started to behave like a normal child doing activities. I played violin, and I made a friend. So I had one friend, and that was great. And that was around the time that I started to, develop crushes on boys. I noticed that they were cute. And the boys at this school didn't, you know, run past me and throw ice or rocks or other sharp objects. So they were super nice. And I was just like, wow, this is great. And this one boy in particular, I think his name was Zach or Josh or something. It was, you know, one of those names. But we'll call him Zach. And he was one of those, like, this is fifth grade, so he was about as jockey as you could be in fifth grade. Like, he wore, you know, shirts with numbers on them and shorts, and, you know, his hair like this, and he was so cool, and all of the girls loved him, including my one friend. And for some reason, I had it in my head that because she told me that she had a crush on him, and for some reason, I had it in my head that she had therefore claimsied him, and I couldn't therefore also have a crush on him. So I, you know, she would just go on and on about, oh, Zach is so cute, you know, we would look so cute together. And I'd be like, uh-huh, uh-huh, and then my head would be like, he's mine. But, so it went on like that for a while. And then one day, it was gym class, and, you know, of course, it's a great memory because it's gym class and it's that age group. But so I had gym class in the morning, and we played volleyball or something like it. And I was just standing there and spacing out like I usually do. I sometimes still do that, where I just spaced out and just went to this other plane of existence that was not a ball game. And of course, this other girl on the other side of the net saw that I was the weak link of the team. And she decided to spike the ball right at my face. So perfect aim, right here. And I fell perfectly. It was just this beautiful cinematic moment where I just fell. And I stand up, and true to the cinematic theme, I get up, and it's like, I feel like it's Carrie at the prom, where everybody's like standing and pointing and laughing. And everybody in the world is there. Like, I think President H. you know, Bush is there, like the Bush 41 is there. It's that big of a deal. Like, everybody in the world is there laughing at me, including Zach. And he's just pointing, and he does this, in my mind, he does this like rib nudge to his friend and is pointing and laughing. And I'm, of course, devastated. And of course, this happens in the morning. So my entire day for the rest of the day is ruined. And it was about lunchtime, recess, and I'm just sulking on the monkey bars. And my friend, who was not in my gym class, was just asking me, what's going on? You know, what's wrong? Why are you crying? Why are your eyes all red? And of course, I can't tell her what happened, because it's, number one, it's mortifying. And number two, I can't tell her that I have a crush on the same boy. So I'm like racking my brain. What do I tell her? How can I explain the fact that I'm crying and I'm just trying to think of something? And I had passed through the hallway earlier, and one of the teachers had some calendar out on the side of her classroom, and I really was just grasping at anything here. And so the reason I told her that I was crying was just from that calendar. I was just like, it's Vietnam Veterans Day, and that's why I'm crying. And she just kind of gave me this like grave, you know, nod and was just like, oh, that makes sense. You're Vietnamese. I'm really sorry. And so that's the reason I was crying that day. And it wasn't because of a boy. Thank you.